RS Interview.
Drage poslušalke in poslušalci Radio Študent, lepo pozdravljene in pozdravljeni v RS Intervjuju z Nothusom. Nothusa je tehno ustvarjalec iz Ukrajine, danes lociran v Ljubljani, ki ga je prevzela ljubljanska podzemna elektronska scena in njen temnejši, trši tehno. Glasbeno pot je začel kot hip-hop producent sicer, je pa na to navdih našel v raznovrstnih žanrih in pri raznih glasbenikih, predvsem v okviru trših, gruvaških, surovih, psihedeličnih in deep odvodih elektronike, pri čemer poskuša očarati osebe na plesišču. Je tudi soustanovitelj tehno kolektiva Glum. Zdaj, ko sem te predstavila, bomo pa switchnali tole to English. Welcome, thank you for taking the time for this.
Well, of course.
And the thing I have to say with this presentation also is that we invited you to the studio before your first DJ seance residency.
Yep.
How are we feeling about that?
I'm super excited. I've heard about this for quite, you know, already many years. And, you know, it was one of my future goals that, you know, someday I would become a resident at DJ Seance and, you know, Radio Student in general was a thing that was quite around me, but, you know, so close yet so far. And here I am. So yeah, super excited.
Yeah, congratulations. We too. To hear this, we will hear your first edition of DJ Seance Residency today at 10. But before, let's go back for our listeners to get to know you a little bit. So first thing, our speaker today called me to ask how do we pronounce your name, Nothusa. So in Kadilnica before, we heard some funny pronunciations.
Yeah.
Not USA
was by far the best one. Actually, yeah, it's, you know, I got pretty lucky with the name. It's a pleasure to hear, you know, the best versions of how people pronounce it, but since I started playing outside of Slovenia, you know, I started hearing Nothusa, you know, the most, and I decided I'm gonna take this one now. So now it's not anymore Nothusa, it's Nothusa.
Nothusa. Okay, yeah, sounds cool. And in a short period you also appeared as Maybe Husa. What was with that?
Yeah, Maybe Husa, which is now rebranded to DJ Radler.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it's my alias for anything but techno stuff, you know. So any other genre that I'm interested in, want to try to do, and sometimes, you know, maybe play in public, I would use DJ Radler.
DJ Radler?
Yeah.
Nice. And why did you choose this one?
I like Radler.
Radler is cool. Yeah, okay.
You know, summer, Radler. Why not?
Yeah, and it's also easy to remember. I'm glad it wasn't taken before.
Yeah, I didn't check much if it was, but then I checked and no, I haven't seen it anywhere.
Well, now it doesn't exist.
Now it does exist.
Now, yeah. It does.
Now that's okay. My second personality, I guess.
Awesome. And let's talk about musical influences some more. I mean, we heard that you like hard and raw sounds,
yeah,
mostly in techno, but would you elaborate this, please?
You know, when I started, I started with industrial techno because this is what I've heard for the first time live, so it got me crazy, that power and speed, you know, was really interesting. And through time, I got a little bit bored of it, so I started searching for something more interesting to me. Mm. And I went through some, you know, groovy, like hard groove-ish stuff, and landed in the realm of raw hypnotic sounds. I don't know, I think it's timeless. I think you, that's the type of sound that keeps you on the dance floor for hours on end. You don't get tired of listening to it because it's just, you know, you lose yourself in the time and space, and literally you can spend like 3 hours on the dance floor and just not even notice it. And sometimes when I even play, you know, I just go into that trance-like state and just forget about the time. And
I get. So that flow state kind of is the aim of your approach to music.
Most of it, yeah. I mean, I just, you know, I like to hear interesting noises. It's I don't know, it gives me emotions that nothing else can. That's why.
I get it. Would you shout out three artists that shaped you a lot?
For sure, Shift Rar lately was one of the most influential for me. Mm-hmm. Context.
Okay.
Was very, very interesting, and I think I draw a lot from our local scene here, for sure. Obscur. Mm-hmm. Legend, you know, and very influential for me right now.
Okay, nice. I think you pinpointed this well for listeners to understand your approach.
Hopefully.
And would we now pinpoint the locations also? So how did your connection to music happen? Did it happen in Ukraine still?
No.
Or more now?
Directly in Ljubljana. I moved here when I was 14, so, you know, I wasn't really going partying until I was like 16. Mm. But, you know, during COVID, I started searching for something interesting, you know, because it was boring, you know. We all know how it was. And I gladly, thanks to my really good friend Vitali, bless you, for dragging me to an illegal rave that happened in CSKA Food back then.
Okay.
So missed that place, honestly. It was, I think it was one of the Void parties. I got inside, you know. I didn't know what to expect, even, because I honestly, you know, back then techno for me was Martin Garrix or something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm. That's cool.
I was very uneducated on electronic music at all. Mm-hmm. And it hit me like a wave, you know. I was so shocked about the whole culture and how people, it felt like one warm place for everyone to be, you know. Like, I was so welcome there. Was a great experience. So it literally, that one night absolutely changed my life, and I started searching for that more. Started going almost every other weekend, finding parties. Everything was illegal back then, so you know, it was like, took some risk, but hell yeah, you know, pays off.
And you party different when you have something to lose, probably.
Of course, and I think I'm very glad that I witnessed that. Like, I found techno, you know, the organic way, the way you should, you know, find it, because nowadays most of the techno is found on TikTok, and it's you know, this 30 second content. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just really glad that I was one of the last people that to find it organically, you know,
in its pure I get it. Nice. Okay, and then you developed also artistically, like first DJing probably.
No, I actually was producing first.
Producing.
Yeah,
first.
I was.
Okay.
Yeah, I was doing hip hop beats.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like trap and stuff, and was also like rapping, just, you know, for fun. But then I tried, and then I, you know, realized that I know nothing about music production, because making trap and hip hop beats is one thing, but making a cohesive techno track of
and the details, right?
And it was so crazy, so humbling, honestly, because I, to this day, I, you know, I know nothing about production. the deeper I go, the more I understand that I don't know anything, you know.
Wow, yeah, that's a beautiful curve. I don't remember how it's called now, but it starts when you first come into contact with something, you're like, oh, this is easy. Okay. I can do this. And then you go deep, like you, and then you're like, okay, more and more stuff uncovers that I don't know. But then it's also a phase where you are comfortable and kind of out, not get overwhelmed with details.
Yeah.
But I think it's called conscious competence, that last stage, and in between I get that humbling moment.
A lot of people I understand, because a lot of people try and start doing electronic music but they quit because for probably one of the reasons that they just, you know, they never see the end, and there never will be the end. So, you know, I think the best way is to accept that you will never learn everything.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that's it. I'm just, okay, that's an endless way, but it's a way, you know.
Yeah.
At least it's a direction somewhere, so
you can always have progress that way also.
Yeah, I mean, the only progress is between previous self, so
Nice.
I know, you know, the only difference that I have, like, you know, if I ever listen to the tracks I did back in, you know, 2020 and what I do now is like night and day. So gladly I see the progress in myself, but whenever I see like other people, I'm like, man, come on, how do you do that?
Like, I know.
Where do you get that out? Like, it's crazy.
Nice. Yeah, that's the way. But it's interesting. I don't meet a lot of people that started producing first and then DJ.
Yeah.
So maybe I also want to ask you, like, how this shaped your view, you know, your expression medium as a producer and then as a DJ. What does it bring you, and what differs?
It's two separate entities, I think.
Yeah, right.
Like, I think me as a producer that's sitting and making a track is one person, and me playing on the stage is a completely different person, because I don't even play my own music that much in the crowd. You know, I think I make a little bit different style of music from what I play in the crowd. You know, so it's a completely two different ways.
So is it connected maybe like a DJ set, a mood board for what you like to put in your production, or?
No, I don't, it's not really that much connected. I think for me, when I play music, I prepare what's gonna for sure, you know, drive the dance floor, drive me for the first, you know, in the first place. Mm-hmm. That's I'm gonna be vibing, and if I'm vibing, you know, most probably the crowd is gonna be vibing. But whenever I go to make a track myself, I don't even have any ideas of what's gonna go. Like, I open my DAW and start with a kick and then see where it's gonna go, you know? So I don't even have any plan or idea or like a specific structure or work process that I do.
Okay, nice, you just let it flow.
Yeah, usually I just, you know,
awesome.
Start and see where it goes.
Okay, and what about this Gloom collective, techno collective? I didn't hear this before. You are the starter of this.
Yeah, I started it. I think in 2021, I think, or maybe in 2022. I don't really remember it for sure, but you know, it's really hard to get gigs if you are a beginner, and it's also very, very interesting to see how the organization of the events works for me. So I decided to, you know, try to do stuff myself. I started with Velvet Renaissance.
Right.
Back in the days, started making the party techno and drum and bass parties together, which was a very bold move for me, but I mean, it was a great experience, you know. And after that, I was like, okay, I want to focus on like techno parties. And I had my friends, beautiful team. We worked for a couple of years, but right now the collective is on pause because we're all perceiving to do our own stuff, our own careers a little bit more important now. So yeah, instead I started another project called Shodake. The first event is going to happen next Saturday, 31st May, in Channel Zero. It's just an event series for me to experiment on how, you know, how to do events, you know, what other stuff or what other styles or DJs I can bring and to make it, you know, fun and coherent.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So what can we expect from this event?
For sure more minimalism, slower but more, you know, deep and vibey, groovy techno, and you know, just trying to build a community, trying to help the, you know, community around, trying to bring artists from different other scenes.
Mm-hmm.
We have two headliners from Poland, really good friends, and you know, wanted to do something a bit more interesting for the warm-up and invited Obito, which, you know, I think it's pretty interesting to hear Obito playing, you know, on a techno event.
Hmm.
So yeah,
okay, a chance we shouldn't miss, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I, even before, we can hear you also today, right, on Blaupin.
Today Blaupin, one of the best parties happening right now in Ljubljana, for sure. Great vibes and very interesting concept.
Yeah, like no specific lineup.
Yeah, no timetable, just back-to-backs all night on end, surprising back-to-backs, you know, something that you would probably never hear on anywhere else, you know. So,
and also you can't really plan it too much. You just have to be there and appreciate it
just
and
bring,
take it in.
Yeah, yeah. You can't. You don't know what's gonna happen. Never know. You just bring your collection. You know, hope for the best. And honestly, very good practice for, you know, for a DJ to play at such events, because then you have to like find yourself in the moment.
Yeah, right.
And work it out. Yeah. So
yeah, it's a nice
concept. Cool stuff.
Okay. And when and where can we hear you apart from those two, like gigs and also your production?
Yeah. So for now, for production-wise, I'm still doing self-releases. I want to build this, like, at least a small library before I start, you know, sending it to labels and everything. Otherwise, Publica, 4th of July, I will be performing my first live set.
Mm.
So that's going to be also interesting. Never done that before. And totally out of my comfort zone, but I think it's top tier.
Yeah, and also might connect that that two parts that you said are somehow divided.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
okay.
It was you know, my biggest goals are to learn to DJ vinyl and to be able to perform Dawless live set. For now, it's just the DAW.
Mm-hmm.
I started building my analog stuff collection, but
slowly. Yeah, of
slowly.
Course.
Money, man.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So expensive.
Yeah, the gear.
The
gear
is crazy.
Okay, nice. Would we talk a little bit about this residency still? Like, what have you prepared for tonight?
Tonight, I've done something very unusual for me. I've you know, went way slower than I usually go.
Okay.
Which is, I honestly might soon be what I do normally, because I used to be in around 140 to 147 BPM was my sweet spot and was kind of never leaving that. But since my first Test.fm podcast, I tried to do like 130 BPM and oof, I liked it. So I, okay, you know, I decided that why not for the first edition, why not make something interesting? So I've done something like 136 BPM deep, you know, kind of hypnotic, you know, groovy-ish set. So it's like multiple different styles, you know, that also some tracks that weren't supposed to be playing at that BPM, but you know, you never know until you try, and some of them really work well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. I feel like this set is at the same time representative for you, but you also went out of your way.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way.
Okay.
So what do you have in plans for other two sets?
I think I would make raise the BPM a little bit, you know, with every set, just so there is a dynamic. Honestly, I wanna do one set with my production mostly, because I've never done that before. I've never recorded almost a full set with only my production. So that's gonna be very interesting. That's one of the plans.
Nice.
We'll see if all the music will be ready, because you know how it is.
Yeah, of course.
You don't always feel like this, but you know, I decided to start, you know, taking the risk and.
Yeah. It's all about going out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Nice. Respect.
Thank you.
Okay, but we do have one tune ready also for today. We will play it after the interview. I will also ask you to tell me something about this tune. But first, okay, let's go through where do we invite people regarding you. So please, if you felt inspired by this interview, listen to Not Husa's first DJ Seansa today at 10 p.m. on Radio Student. But if you feel like partying, you can also come to Gala Hala, I think also at 10.
Yes, at 10. Yeah,
yes, also at 10. And you hear Not Husa when you hear, because there is no timeline. You have
come early, stay late.
You are actually concurrence to yourself at 10, maybe.
Hey, maybe not.
Let's see. Maybe not.
Who knows?
Maybe who's
maybe. Maybe someone's
going
to be driving to. you don't even know. This is the inside joke that's been going forever.
Yeah?
So yeah, that's beautiful. It's catching on. It's catching on.
Nice.
Love it.
Okay. Nice. So today, and then 31st of May, your event. How
Channel
is it?
Zero, Shatake.
Shatake, okay. And do you want to shout out anyone or any last words for this interview?
For sure, shout out to Yanni, aka Amaterasu, for always being there. A person that I could, I trust her for in anything. So thanks for being a G. And for sure, shout out to Blaupin crew for making one of the best parties for sure now. So, yeah.
Until 31st.
Until 31st. Sorry, guys, you're out of the game. Yeah, no way. Also today is Defragment in
right, that's awesome
in Channel
today.
Zero. Also one of the greatest events and labels in
true
Ljubljana scene. So shout out to Greg, I saw him there, so that's it, I think.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Then thank you for taking the time and sharing your thoughts.
Of course, thank you for the invite. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, shout out to Raketa, of course. She's sitting in front of me.
Shout out to me. I'm just a servant today.
Yeah.
We are looking forward to your first DJ Seansa. And now for the end of the interview, would you tell me about this peer pressure tune that we are playing after this? This is forthcoming or is it already?
No, it's it's an unreleased. I don't know if it's ever gonna be released, so you know.
Ooh,
why not
exclusive,
to put exclusive, yeah.
Nice.
I'm really proud of this one because it's this is the first track I kind of, you know, nailed mastering for. So it's the whole production and post-production done by me. All sound design, all the mixing and mastering. So I'm, you know, kind of proud of this one. So,
okay,
yeah.
Then this was the interview with Not Husa before DJ Seansa residency for Radio Student. And for the end of the interview, we are hearing his tune Peer Pressure. I was Raketa, and thank you for listening.
Eres intervju.